3. Kelsier knelt down beside an old cook fire, no longer burning, represented by a group of shadowy cold logs in this realm. He found it was important to stop every few weeks or so to catch a breather. He had been running, well, a long time now. Today he intended to finally crack a puzzle. He seized the misted remains of the old cook fire. Immediately he gained a vision of them in the real world, but he pushed through that, feeling something beyond. Not just images, but sensations. Almost emotions. Cold wood that somehow remembered warmth. This fire was dead in the real world, but it wished it could burn again. It was a strange sensation, realizing that logs could have wishes. This flame had burned for years, feeding the families of many ska. Countless generations had sat before this pit in the floor. They'd kept the fire burning almost perpetually, laughing, savoring their brief moments of joy. The fire had given them that. It longed to do so again. Unfortunately, the people had left. Kelsier was finding more and more villages abandoned these days. Ash falls went on longer than usual, and Kelsier had felt occasional trembling in the ground, even in this realm. Earthquakes. He could give this fire something. "Burn again," he told it. "Be warm again." It couldn't happen in the physical realm, but all things there could manifest here. The fire wasn't actually alive, but to the people who had once lived here, it had been almost so. A familiar, warm friend. Burn. Light burst from his fingers, pouring out of his hands, a flame appearing there. Kelsier dropped it quickly, stepping back, grinning at the crackling blaze. It looked very much like the fire that Naj and Chris had carried with them. The logs themselves had appeared on this side with dancing flames. Fire. He'd made fire in the world of the dead. "Not bad, Kel," he thought, kneeling. After taking a deep breath, he pushed his hand into the fire and grabbed the center of the logs, then closed his fist, capturing the bit of mist that made up the essence of that cook fire. It all folded upon itself, vanishing. He cupped the small handful of mist. He could feel it like he could feel the ground beneath him. Springy, but real enough as long as he didn't push too hard. He tucked the soul of the cook fire away in his pocket, fairly certain it wouldn't burst alight unless he commanded it to do so. He left the ska hovel, stepping out into a plantation. He'd never been here before. This was farther west than he'd traveled with Gemmel. The plantations out here were made of odd rectangular buildings that were low and squat, but each had a large courtyard. He strolled out of this one, entering a street that ran among a dozen similar hovels. All in all, ska were better off out here than they were in the inner dominances. It was like saying that a man drowning in beer was better off than one drowning in acid. Ash fell through the sky. Though he'd not been able to see it during his first days in this realm, he'd learned to pick it out. It reflected like tiny, curling bits of mist, almost invisible. Kelsier broke into a jog, and the ash streamed around him. Some passed through him, leaving him with the impression that he was ash. A burned-out husk, a corpse reduced to embers that drifted on the wind. He passed far too much ash heaped up on the ground. It shouldn't be falling so heavily here. The ash mounds were distant. From what he'd learned in his travels, ash only fell once or twice a month out here. Or at least, that was how it had been before Ruin's awakening. Some trees still lived here, shadowy, their souls manifesting as misty forms that glowed like the souls of men. He approached people on the road who were making westward toward the coastal towns. Likely their noblemen had already fled that direction, terrified by the sudden increase of ash and the other signs of destruction. As Kelsier passed the people, he stretched out his hand, letting it brush against them and give him impressions of each one. A young mother, lamed by a broken foot, carrying her new baby close to her breast. An old woman, strong as old Scar needed to be. The weak were often left to die. A young, freckled man in a fine shirt. He'd stolen that from the Lord's Manor, most likely. Kelsier watched for signs of madness or raving. He'd confirmed that those types could often hear him, though it didn't always require obvious madness. Many seemed unable to make out his specific words, but instead heard him as phantom whispers, impressions. He picked up speed, leaving the townspeople behind. He could tell that this was a well-traveled area from the light of the mists beneath him. During his month's running, he'd come to understand, and to an extent even accept, the cognitive realm. There was a certain freedom to being able to move unhindered through walls, to being able to peek in at the people and their lives. But he was so lonely. He tried not to think about it. He focused on his run and the challenge ahead. Because of the way time blended here, it didn't feel to him as if months had passed. Indeed, this experience was far preferable to his sanity-grating year trapped at the well. But he missed the people. Kelsier needed people, conversation, friends. Without them, he felt dried out. What he wouldn't have given for preservation, unhinged as he was, to appear and speak to him. Even that white-haired drifter would have been a welcome break from the wasteland of mists. He tried to find madmen so he could at least have some interaction with other living beings, no matter how meaningless. At least I've gained something, Kelsier thought. A campfire in his pocket. When he got out of this, and he would get out of it, he'd certainly have stories to tell.